This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we're joined by Justin Fusile, the new boys basketball coach at Swampscott High School. And Justin, congratulations on being named head coach again.
Thank you very much, Mr. Newell. It's very much a privilege and honor to coach at Swampscott High School. To do it twice, the varsity team, is something I didn't really believe would happen again, but I'm going to do the best I can with this program, and I look forward to having the challenges that we're going to see.
Well, you obviously call me Bill, but even though I'm my advanced years here, okay. But anyways, tell us about, you know, you took over the program partway through last year. So I guess tell us what you feel you've been able to accomplish so far in coming into the program.
Honestly, my first day of coaching this year, I was very upset with where the team was. I thought that Coach Bourne did a very good job of pushing these players, and I'm not sure they quite answered the bell all the time for them. And I was disappointed when I first got it. I saw both sides of it, where they felt one way and he felt another way, and parents felt one way and he felt another way. But what I saw happen was they weren't given full effort all the time, and that was disappointing to me. So I actually came into the gym and I brought my old jersey that Coach Bagley let me keep, and I put that at the middle of the court and had them all sit down and told them about how the program used to be run well before I was in it, whether I was a player, before I was a player, and the effort level that all those players gave. And I gave them names of players that were pretty tremendous. I talked about Chris Bolero, who graduated about 96, 97. He played professionally in Europe. Talked about Mike Smiley, who played with me and graduated in 2000 and went to Brewer Academy and then got into Holy Cross Division I, started his freshman year. And, you know, they told stories about that, how they got there through hard work and commitment to the program, being unselfish players, and always looking out for each other on the court, which was something that they had to learn. And I felt like the rest of the season, they practiced very hard, which I know that they practiced hard before, but they practiced as a family more, that they were trying to coach each other up a little bit. If they noticed somebody wasn't doing something to the highest level of their capability, they would coach each other. And it was very, to me, it was powerful to see the older kids helping the younger kids finally, and, you know, the younger kids receiving those words of advice and implementing them in their game.
Well, Justin, you know the program has a rich tradition. You're kind of getting to that, and sharing that with the team, as you point out, is a huge thing. But it does. It does have a great tradition of competing for championships.
Yes. The way I look at it is Swampscott High School should go 10-10 every year. And what I see now is people are talking about Everett, Somerville, Malden, and Medford coming into our conference. I am particularly not a fan of that, because I think that the size of those schools is just, it's a lot bigger than the rest of the conference, and I loved the conference when it was smaller, even before Peabody and Everett, but I think Peabody and Revere, rather. I think those were good additions to the conference, but it was just the rivalries between Classical Swampscott, English Swampscott, Salem Swampscott. Those were tremendous rivalries that had Schooney Penn playing in them, you know, tremendous basketball players, and Swampscott could play with them. You wouldn't always win. Kevin Rogers would hold his own against anybody. He was a great player for us, and I don't know, I think that going forward, I think you have to start low. We have to start low. Next year, you know, we want to try to win more games than we did this year. This year we went 1-19, so we'll win it one game in December is our goal right now. And then we'll try to win two, and then we'll look at, you know, eventually, maybe not next year, but we want to be 10-10 regardless of who's in our league, because we're Swampscott. We play as hard as anybody else, and we believe that if we leave it all on the court, we'll end up on the right side of the scoreboard.
And you're right, with the new schedule, I'm not sure how the basketball schedule works, but, you know, In other words, you may not, the way the spring sports are working, you're not playing like a rivalry like Marblehead twice during the season for like a baseball or a basketball.
And that is correct. Marblehead's coach is a terrific man. He's a great coach, Mike Giardi, Coach Giardi. He is, a couple weeks ago we already talked about it. We said, you know, if we're on the schedule for one, are we going to play two? And we both believe that we have to play two, because you have to have a home and away with Marblehead Swampscott. It's the other games you might only see, I don't know, Medford once or Lynn English once. Lynn Classical once. Now would be disappointing to me, because those are teams I want to play twice. Yeah. But we've only been playing them once for a few years now, so it's just what it is at this point. You got to keep the true rivalries together. The Marblehead Swampscott has to stay together. Lynn English Classical has to play twice a year, I believe. The ones that are really the longest standing rivalry should sustain life right now.
Yeah, I could see that. I keep Marblehead twice, but hey, if Classical's just once, let it happen, right?
I don't know. Classical, my last high school game was a tournament game against Classical at Classical. We both beat each other before during the season. We played at Classical. We had lost by 4. I think it was actually 42-38. It was so low scoring. I remember both teams looking at the scoreboard and saying, how did that even happen? Then we played a couple weeks later. It was in our gym, Swampscott High School, and we won in overtime, 65-61, something like that. And then in the tournament, we lost in their gym, even though we were up by, I don't know, 7 or 8 with 3:45 left in the game. We blew that game. We lost in the tournament. And, you know, that's what I remember class school as, the team that ended my high school basketball career.
Yeah.
So I would love to play them twice a year, yes.
No, absolutely. But you know what? I've thought about this a number of times, this year, where you look at one of the great things, I think, in high school basketball was, let's say you played classical twice during the regular season. You split. Then you happen to meet them in the tournament, like you're talking about, and you have that deciding game. How huge is that? Or if it happens, if you're 0-2 or 2-0, it's not necessarily what you want in the postseason, but it's a great matchup, so to speak.
That's correct. I think that if you go 0-2 against a team, but you get to play them one more time, you keep telling yourself that it's hard to beat a team three times. And if you're on the wrong side of that, you believe you're going to win that third game. I think when it's 1-1, as Jason Blydell, who is a terrific player for Swampscott High School, and Antonio Anderson, who is a great player for Lynn Tech, they played each other in the tournament, and it was that decisive game. It was basically the game that was going to send you to the North Final. It was at Beverly High School, and it came down to Antonio hitting a shot with about 1 minute left in the game from the elbow. And he had a pull-up jumper, and that was basically the deciding basket. And the gym was packed, and both sides were great fans. And it was an amazing way to end that rivalry, because it came down to, you know, the last shots of the game. And it was three games they played. Both teams only lost like one game during the season, I think it was to each other. And then they get there, and they could decide who was better that year.
All right. Do you know who will be coaching with you this year at Swampscott Basketball?
Yes, I do. My assistant is Jason Knowles, Coach Knowles. He teaches gym at Hadley Elementary School in Swampscott. He was a great high school basketball player, and he played at UMass Dartmouth in college. He was a good college basketball player. He's about 6'4" and a half, so he's able to coach the guards and the forwards. But I'm lucky to have Coach Bourne brought in Tyler Grillo from St. Mary's, and he's a great coach, so I'm able to keep him. And he's going to coach JV again, which he also coaches some in the varsity practices, where he'll take time and he'll work with our guards while Coach Knowles works with the postmen, and then we'll kind of just interchange them back and forth so that they're getting great coaching from all sides. In my belief, with those two guys, I think both of them could be varsity coaches.
Yeah.
I think Coach Knowles and I both, you know, we believe we're on the same level in terms of how we're coaching this year. We both believe we can do the same amount for these kids, so we share the responsibility of trying to lead these kids back in the right direction.
Justin, you mentioned a couple of names here. You mentioned Coach Bagley, who coached you, but also Paul Moran, who's a legend. I used to cover his games years ago back when he was a player, before the three-point line and so on. But those are guys that you're still in very close contact with today?
Yeah, that's correct. Coach Bagley, in particular, he gave me an opportunity to coach basketball when I was 19 years old at Swampscott High, the freshman team, which I'll never forget. And he's always followed me very closely. He's like a father figure to me, and he knows that. So I have a great bond with him. The other person, Coach Moran, he was the coach between Coach Bagley and I, and he did a nice job here. He works very hard here. He's still a great coach in Saugus, and I truly appreciate what he's done for me this year. I was coaching his son, Matt, and Matt turned out to be one of our better players. He was such a hard worker, and Coach Moran supported us all the way to the end, and I feel like he's supporting our youth right now for us, because he runs a great Moran camp in the summer. And you know, working with him and him helping our community, our town, our Swampscott youth, knowing that he has this great knowledge of the town, he was such a great player within this community, is going to be wonderful for the children in this town.
Well, Justin, anything else you want to share with us about taking over the Swampscott boys basketball program?
I just think it's such an honor to coach in Swampscott, and then I think it's a duty to make them a great team. I really think that when you're the head coach of a varsity team in Swampscott, it's your responsibility, it's your duty to get the most out of your players every single practice, every single game. And you should improve all year long. If you're not improving all year long, you're doing something wrong. You got to step it up. So we're going to step up our game. We're going to get better every single game, every single practice, and see where we end up at the end of the season every year.
Good. All right, Justin, great talking with you, and best of luck.
Thank you very much, okay. Bill. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, thanks. Justin Fusillo, boys basketball coach at Swampscott High School with us here. I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports.